Hi, everybody. Welcome to the WFAN Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Tuesday, February 23rd. I'm Sweeney Murdy. The Yankees began full squad workouts on Tuesday in Tampa. A little bit of a different feel because of the COVID protocols. They are using two separate facilities. The Yankees pitchers and catchers continue their workouts at the minor league training complex while the position players work out at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The two places are separated by less than a mile, but it's a little different for Aaron Boone and the coaches to work with everybody. And as the numbers get smaller later in camp, you'll see the people consolidate. And of course, for games, which begin on Sunday, you'll see everybody getting together as well. But jumping through some different hoops this spring to get everybody's work in. One of the big stories again today that Aaron Boone revealed late in his press conference this afternoon revolves around the Domingo Germán situation. Because the full squad has reported, Boone was asked if Germán was able to address his team yet, or if there are plans yet, and Boone revealed that Germán did in fact address his teammates today in two separate sessions, pitchers and catchers in the morning, position players in the afternoon, and the result, as far as Boone is concerned, was impactful, using his words. Here's Aaron Boone going through some of the mechanics of what Germán did to speak to his teammates today, and you can tell, choosing his words carefully, he's trying not to reveal too much about what happened in there, but here's a little bit of what Aaron Boone had to say about how the meeting took place, how it went, and what his thoughts were on its meaning and impact to the teammates in that clubhouse.
He spoke to the pitchers and catchers over at Himes this morning, and then spoke to the position players here this afternoon.
Were you present for those?
I was.
Can you give us any sort of feel for what that was about and how it went over?
I thought it was impactful, I hope, and I believe that. It was a good step. I think in looking at it, it was something that is important to happen. And I think gave everyone a chance to kind of get in the room and really start that conversation. You know, if there's any conversations to be had individually, which I think have happened. But I think it sets the table to continue having those conversations while also, you know, as a team, really coming around and trying to support Domingo and helping him moving forward. And, you know, now I think the proof is going to be in what's ahead, you know, and how he is as a teammate and how he is in life in general. And hopefully we can all be there to support and help him become the best version of himself.
Do you know about how long those meetings went?
30 minutes or so, I would say.
I mean, just Domingo and his teammates for 30 minutes?
Probably.
Really? Was there a back and forth? Was it teammates asking questions, comments? How did that work?
Not a lot in that setting. I think there were some conversations that happened, you know, afterwards in groups and individuals and, you know, I don't want to go too far down the road of it, but I would say it was a good day.
What was your read on the teammates and how they responded to it?
Well, you know, I mean, we'll see how things unfold. You know, I feel like he has his teammates' support, and we'll see how that manifests itself over the coming days and weeks.
So now what's left to find out here will be how some of these teammates reacted to it. And we will get a chance to reach them as these days go on here. And Germán himself will face reporters with an interpreter along to get his message across to the rest of us, to you, the fans, and to to just get a feel firsthand for what he's feeling as he tries to move forward from this. And, you know, it's sad to say, but what's going to determine a lot of how forward he can move here, how fast he moves forward, is how well he pitches. I mean, that's his job here now. He has to take care of certain things off the field, and Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman talked about in the offseason how he would have to take the necessary steps to show that he was in a better place before they welcomed him back. Well, here they are welcoming him back to the organization. He has faced his teammates. He will face the media, get his message to the public, and then he's got to pitch well. And he's part of the depth the Yankees talk about when they talk about the depth of the starters. And we'll see as the spring goes on how that moves on. As position players reported, Brett Gardner was there for the first time. His contract became official. And Aaron Judge among those welcoming back as well. But Judge had a few other things to address when he spoke to reporters, including what was revealed a couple of weeks ago in an interview by Eric Cressy, actually by Meredith Marakovitz of the YES Network, of Eric Cressy, who is in charge of the Yankees' revamped training and medical protocols going back to last season, now in his first full spring training with the Yankees. Cressy revealed that both Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton had taken up some more yoga and incorporating more of that into their off-season routines in hopes of lessening the injuries that followed. Here's a little bit of Aaron Judge addressing the Cressy program, what his off-season program was all about, and how he feels it's going to impact him going forward. And also something I asked him about his style of play and how that might have to be altered a little bit. And he didn't necessarily point to style so much as a technique in the outfield, which might keep him from diving all over the place as much as he has been. And perhaps that will lead to some better health as well. So here's a little bit of Aaron Judge addressing all of that earlier today.
You know, we're doing a lot of the Cressy programs, you know, something we've did last year and did this year, you know, so it was good to get, you know, 2 years of that under our belt. But the yoga, you know, less lifting, you know, I do a little bit of yoga every off season, you know, something I kind of do typically, you know, modifying the workouts, you know, we just, you know, I really worked hand in hand with Eric, you know, trying to, you know, I like these certain drills, you know, I like doing these med ball stuff, these movement stuff. So I think he kind of meant, you know, we just kind of modified the workouts a little bit. I don't think I really lifted less, you know, I just, you got to stay in shape. It's a long season. So, you know, we just made some modifications, you know, stuff that I liked and, you know, first couple of times working with him. So we got a great relationship and it was, you know, he's good at what he does. You know, he's a great strength guy. So it was good working with him, you know, this over the off season. I think it's going to make big adjustments, you know, especially a lot of the movement stuff that he has us doing, you know, a lot of stuff with med balls, you know, just getting those explosive movements. I feel like that's where a lot of the things happen are with those quick, you know, kind of explosive movements. So just train a little bit more with that and, you know, a little less, you know, straight bench press and squat, you know, I think is going to help out.
In addition to what you're talking about with your work with Eric Cressy and how what you hope the benefits of that are, has anybody talked to you or have you thought about how your style of play also leads to maybe a certain amount of wear and tear? You know, throwing that big body around the field sometimes leads to things that maybe some other guys don't have to deal with. Is there any adjustment in that area or is it all about the maintenance and getting ready that you're focused on?
Yeah, that plays a big part into it, you know, because, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, when I'm out there on defense, you know, when I'm on the base path, you know, when a pitcher makes a pitch and, you know, the ball's hitting my direction or anywhere near right field or anywhere, you know, it's my job to catch it. You know, if that means going through a wall or going into the stands, you know, I'm going to try to do it. And, you know, that's where over the years, you know, you learn to, you know, work a little smarter, you know, not harder. You try to, you know, try to have a better, you know, if I can get a better first read, a better first step, you know, that might help me, you know, not have to crash land into the wall at the same time, you know. So it's little things I've been working on with Reggie Willits. You know, we've kind of talked a little bit in the offseason, a little bit now since we've gotten into camp, just working on just certain things with footwork, you know, just a quicker first step. If I can get a quicker first step and maybe get to some balls I don't have to dive for, because, you know, my big body, you know, 275, you know, diving, you know, for 162 games, man, it does a lot of wear and tear. But, you know, I think it comes back to just playing a little smarter.
The Yankees will have only a few days to ramp things up. They'll have full squad workouts Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a short workout Saturday, and then exhibition games begin on Sunday. Remind you that Sunday's game against the Toronto Blue Jays can be heard on WFAN at 1 o'clock from Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. The game will also be televised by the YES Network and MLB Network, depending on where you are in the viewing area. And we'll have full coverage for you here on the radio, as we said. Ed Coleman and I will be paired together starting at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, leading you up to that Yankees game 9-1. We'll talk some Yankees, we'll talk some Mets, and talk some baseball all together as we get you prepared every Sunday morning through the rest of spring training, 9 a.m. to 1. Eddie and I will be with you talking some baseball, getting your Sunday started with some baseball talk as we get you ready for the opening of the regular season, which is a little more than a month away, and the exhibition games here are right around the corner. Hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast daily here. Keep coming back for more. You can find mine and Eddie's Mets podcasts. Well, if you're listening to it now, you know where to find us. But if you want to tell others, it's the WFAN.com homepage. You can find links on my Twitter at YankeesWFAN or the FAN Twitter at WFAN660. And you'll also find them on your podcast platforms for now if you search WFAN Audio On Demand. And you will get those delivered to you daily if you subscribe to WFAN On Demand on your podcast platforms. So thank you for listening. Keep coming back. Until next time, I'm Sweeney Murdy.